Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Time to talk some music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Happy post-holiday.
Yeah, it's that the Wednesday, 4th of July is just, it's like an ill-fitting suit.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't feel like, you know, it should. It should.
It's such a waste. Yeah, it's just, it's kind of nice to have a, you know, in the middle of the week, you just, but then the Thursday and Friday afterwards are just,
come on. You know, because we're working stiffs and everybody else is sitting by the pool or the lake.
I didn't dislike having it in the middle of the week. Two on, one off, two on, two off. You know, it's okay. I mean, but everybody's
kind of. I'd rather have two on and five off.
Right. We've become a country of, well, can we just, if it's on Thursday, we can take Friday off then. And then I've got a 4-day weekend. And so the Wednesday thing really throws us. Holidays, we look at them and go, how do I stretch this out? And you can't on a Wednesday, I don't think.
Sure. It's hard to. Or you just take the whole week.
Did you do anything on your 4th of July?
You know what? Just kind of chilled by a pool. Played a really bad round of golf.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, here's something that'll pick up your spirits. Mel B now says, and this is a story we've been tracking for, what, 6-9 months now?
I often wonder how long it's been. But yeah,
it was quite a while before the
royal
Prince
wedding.
Harry wedding.
Yeah, this has been months.
And it was before they announced that they were engaged, because then the story was, well, they'll be playing at the wedding, and it's like, is that what they kick it off? Mel B now says Spice Girl reunion is back in the on position.
Well, in Mel B's contention, it's never been off, and she basically says Victoria Beckham just always says that, and she should stop because they're going to go. The Spice Girls are reuniting. They are going to go on tour. It's going to be all five of them. You know, Victoria should go sew some pants or something and just stop saying it's not happening. So this is from Mel B, and she's been the main voice cheerleading the idea of a Spice Girls reunion. We still don't know anything about it. It's been 11 years since they six years since they last performed together, and 11 years since they last toured together. Nobody saying when, where, just, you know, Mel B saying it is, Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham saying they're not. So
they don't have a event coming up in Britain to hang this on?
Unless England wins the World Cup and you know, they're celebrating in the streets. I'm not sure I can think of, you know.
Nobody's getting married. There's not a
no big wedding.
They're going to go to Wimbledon. That's too short. Yeah,
Wimbledon's not going to have the Spice Girls.
They might have Spice Girls.
That would be like having Bananarama at the Masters.
That'd be okay.
Never say never.
That'd be okay. But no, so who knows? You know, we're still where we've been on this.
Okay.
You know, but now the latest position is yes, until Victoria Beckham says no again.
And the biggest for me today is Meatloaf is going to tour, but he ain't going to sing. What?
Nope. Well, this is
Is he going to dance? Is he going to tap up there?
Now, Meatloaf is planning a major tour, but in as much as he's had major, major vocal problems on his last few tours and has even acknowledged using pre-recorded vocal tracks on some of the dates, which he doesn't like. So he has recruited Caleb Johnson, who was the penultimate American Idol, or a Fox American Idol champion back in 2014. Caleb will do the singing. Meatloaf will appear on stage to tell stories about the songs and working with Jim Steinman and his other adventures. So it's basically going to be like a storyteller show with somebody else singing.
Bob is making a gesture with his hand that goes along with futility.
I mean, it is one of those things like, okay, so if you want to, we want to hear those Meatloaf songs, but Meatloaf himself can't sing them anymore. So is it still authentic if he does a tour where he's there and talks about the song and his designated singer delivers the songs better than he can at this point?
We had footage of him collapsing on stage too.
Oh, he's had a rough go. He clearly should have come off the road like 5 years ago. you know, just because he can't, you know, no.
Well, he's
no
still got to.
You know, you just, it's not working.
You still got to pay your bills, though, right?
So well, sure. So
if people know what they're buying when they get the ticket, you know, okay.
Well, and I think I would rather see this show than seeing Meatloaf lip sync and collapse
okay.
from
All right.
performing.
There you go.
All right. So Meatloaf says he's going back,
about it.
Back on the road. Sheryl Crow is planning her final album. Isn't she a little young to be planning her final album?
She is. Well, she is in her 50s. Not that that's old by any stretch of the imagination, but she is
just
working.
Saying Meatloaf should have cashed in a while ago. So, you know.
Yeah, but she's working on what she says will be her final album. It's going to feature guest appearances by Don Henley, Stevie Nicks, Keith Richards, and Joe Walsh, but it won't necessarily be her last music. Sheryl, first of all, she's saying that with a guest list like this, how do I follow that up with another album? But she's also saying she'll still release singles and she'll still put out songs, but she doesn't want to do the full album thing anymore. Doesn't fit in her lifestyle. She doesn't feel that the music industry is set up to do albums anymore, which a lot of people share her opinion, so... You know, we'll see. I mean, this could be another one of these deals where it's her final album until her next final album, yeah, much like tours are for many people.
I don't particularly care one way or the other if she releases another album, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't dislike her, but I'm not a big Sheryl Crow follower. But well, I disagree with the album thing.
I mean, I think, you know, you do an album because you do an album now. You don't worry about the marketplace anymore if you are an artist and that's the form you work in. You know, there are still plenty of people, and I do flash back to sometime in, let's say, 1973, artists would be deliriously happy to sell 50,000 copies of an album, 100,000 copies of an album. Of course, you want platinum, multi-platinum if you can get it, but we got, especially from the late 70s into the mid-90s, we got so skewed in our expectations and our definition of what's success for an album. You know, if it's not multi-platinum, it's stiff. And that's, you know, again, I hearken back to a time when, no, if you sold 50,000 albums, that was a big deal.
If you made money on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
well,
that's the other thing. The economic model is not necessarily set up for artists to make that kind of money anymore on something that doesn't sell.
But wasn't 1973 the peak time when artists were just being robbed by record companies?
73, you know, throughout the 70s, you know, really was during the 70s that artists, I think, began waking up, or their representatives began waking up.
But they were making pennies on the album back then, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, speaking of artists making money, Britney Spears, $500,000
per show.
In Vegas?
That's a guarantee, too. She's got a... She's going to be at the MGM, the Park MGM in Vegas, 2-year residency there, and that's the guarantee. That's a guarantee against the box office. So if the box office brings in more than $500,000 in a night, she gets more money.
Wait, she gets?
Oh man,
it's not just $500,000.
It's not just no. This is a guarantee.
How are they going to make any?
Oh, so it's not $500,000, and we'll call you later. It's like at least $500,000 per show, no matter what.
So,
and if there's more, you get more.
Are they just counting? What are they counting on? Concessions? People stopping and gambling on their way in or their way out?
All the above.
So
mostly the gambling.
So basically, she's making all the money from her shows.
Not all the money. For instance, her. Now, granted, the ticket prices were higher, but her last, the last of her Planet Hollywood run in Vegas, the last show grossed more than $1 million.
Plus, what's she getting from the Pepsi can thing now that she's one of three images on your
right.
summer
yeah,
Pepsi
she's
cans?
She's making a lot of money. That's been a continuing association with Pepsi. That might be wrapped up in her regular deal with Pepsi. But, you know, she's going to make a lot of money, period.
Got to be some millions of dollars
and
in Pepsi money.
Keep in mind, this is Britney Spears we're talking about.
So you know what's going to happen? That douchebag that she was married to, Kevin Federline, is going to scream poverty now. And
he already has pulled
that. Right.
And I don't think he's going to be able to do that again.
You don't think?
No.
Why? $500,000?
Why?
Yeah. Is there a limit?
They settled the one case, and usually when you do that, it's like, you get one shot at that.
Do they see each other, or do they jet the kids back and forth between wherever she is?
I suspect there are intermediaries who give the kids to each other, to each of them.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be a good job to have, though.
She's got a steady job, you know, in Vegas. Now she can set up housekeeping there and not have to travel around.
We've talked about before. The artists love it. They can,
They
can just plunk down in one place and let the audience come to them.
How many shows per week are we talking about on that?
I think she does like 3 or 4.
That's like 2 million. That's like 2 million a week, guaranteed.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Boy, for a chick that was shaving her head and attacking SUVs and being ambulanced out of her house a few years.
Who's watching her now? Is it still her dad?
I think she's out of the conservatory or whatever.
Is she?
Conservatorship, whatever it was. I think dad signed off on it.
Wow. Well, I thought she'd be dead by now, but
credit. She was smart enough to
come around.
She knows that she's got to stay in shape to do this because she made a story on her and saying that her show is and rehearsing for her show is basically her workout.
Oh, and she shares the work. She shares those tapes, so you can go online and you can see what it takes to be Britney Spears on a given night.
So really, it's like her version of Peloton.
It's pretty much
jump around in front of your TV.
All right. Hey, Adele's working on another album, huh? That's good news.
But I don't think we're going to be, at least according to the reports out of England, we're not really going to see it probably until 2019.
That's nothing. We sat forever waiting for Star Wars for new episodes of that for decades.
So they're saying Christmas 2019. They're saying that this summer she's going to be writing the new material, and then she'll be hitting the studio probably with a number of producers like she did with 25. And work on the record and really polish it and perfect it. And, it'll probably be called 31, because that's what she'll be when it comes out, maybe 32.
She's kind of like Chicago in that way.
Right, except, she's using age rather than and chronological order.
Who's going to be at Farm Aid this year?
Well, Farm Aid right now, it's the usual, the Willie, Dave Matthews, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, because they are... That's the Farm Aid, artist board. Three of them are the founders, and then Dave Matthews joined a few years later. And this year they'll be joined by Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, and Particle Kid, which is Willie's son, Miko. Additional artists, they're saying, will be announced. And this is going to be September 22nd in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right, first one was where? Philadelphia?
First one was in Champaign, Illinois.
That's okay. Yeah, the heartland, of course.
Yeah, and they did the first few there. They did Indianapolis. They did a few other places and then decided to take it around so that they could spread the message a little more because there are farmers in every state. So it really does apply.
That's true. I saw farmland in every state I just drove through on vacation from here to Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, you had to go through Nebraska, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
There's a fun state.
Don't look for firewood in North Platte.
It's a long one.
Do not look for firewood in North Platte, Nebraska.
We'll log that on the travel and trip advisor.
Hey, Gary, this isn't on the list, but it's just a question. If anyone knows the answer, you do. I pop through cable channels, and I always see somebody up playing at the Glastonbury Music Festival. Uh-huh. It's like watching Shawshank Redemption. It's always going to be on.
It's on. It's on the whatever iteration of MTV.
Where is that? That's in England.
That's in. I believe it's like south of London.
Have they had this year's yet or not? Because I always seem to be watching one from 2016.
I believe they did. I'm pretty sure Glastonbury is a June festival.
Yeah,
they have so many festivals in England, you almost lose track of them. But Glastonbury is the kahuna. I mean, that's
okay. The kahuna.
I never see one that's this year or just.
They usually give it a good 6 months before they turn it around. Glastonbury is the big one. That's the one the bookies lay odds on. In fact, Led Zeppelin is the betting favorite for next year's Glastonbury. But so that's. I would take the bets against it, rather than for it.
Yeah, they must have a catalog of like 50 years of it. There's always, it's always.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they film it. They televise it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they love their music over there. So they really give it a lot of, a lot of attention and a lot of TLC.
All right. Well, thanks for answering that.
We are out of time, Gary.
All right. Well, you guys have a great post-holiday weekend.
All right.
You too.
We'll talk to you next week.